right now. It's time to open up the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the entire week via all the avenues, all the socials, all the texting, all the occasional jail mail, prison letters, postcards from abroad.
Do miss the jail mail, do you not?
It's been a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When we started talking about it on air, we stopped getting them.
I'm sorry, Somerville.
So hopefully nobody had to spend time in the hole for that. We apologize
Hello?
In advance. We continue, though, and we love to always, from the corporate side, read stuff on the air that we're not supposed to. Got this one from the higher-ups that let us know, quote, we have more bottled water outside the elevator on the second floor.
Number two.
That's right. Please help yourself if you're thirsty or need to keep your voice hydrated. Mm. So that's nice. That's
good. How long has the water been out downstairs?
I don't know.
Curiosity.
And we're not allowed to bring it in the studio, though. So, you know, the hydration has limits, certainly. So I'm going to just go out and just open my mouth as some light rain filters through. Just for the voice. I'm happy and hydrated. Thank you very much.
You never know what's going to pop up during the Jeremy Show. And, well, this one, a little extra spicy. I'm spoiled now with my goodnight phone calls.
Hmm.
I promise I won't keep you.
Oh, my.
I know you have a madhouse and no privacy.
This is a note to Jeremy?
They actually texted back and said, I'm sorry that went to the wrong person. I'm sure it's for Team Stormwatch.
Wow. I want to know more about that right there.
So many questions.
It wasn't maybe too Jeremy intended, but he definitely set the stage and set the mood, didn't he?
Maybe he'll get a wedding soon.
Maybe he needs to do some
crying, loving, and leaving.
That's right. We're not that kind of DJ. Oh, actually, we are. By the way, birthday girl, as we said, Kelly in the Ville. She says, for my birthday tomorrow, I'm going to get drunk on a couch.
Oh, party.
Well, there's not much else you can do right there.
Yeah,
she did also say, though, if I slide a frozen turkey down 377, will it season it with the brine? Asking for a friend.
I don't know. I mean, if there's a salt shortage and it's expensive, you got to do what you got to do, girl. And it's your birthday.
And depending on the municipality, some of those brine mixtures, perfect coating for whatever entree you wish.
Laura, on the road, still kind of basking in the glow of my Blue Ribbon Championship over at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo with the Celebrity Goat Milking Championship.
Amen.
For 2026.
Yes.
She says, I've never been to the stock show, Heather, but I would have paid good money to see you with that blue ribbon.
Who wouldn't have?
It's okay. We'll be doing it again next year.
No.
Also,
yeah.
The group photo, this was pre, you know what I mean? It's kind of the anticipation leading up to it on Facebook. A little smack talking. Jason says his money would not have been on JB, PB, LB, or whatever KB calls himself since getting married.
JB?
Mm-hmm.
So are you JB?
He says that Deborah Ferguson is the true ranch hand.
Oh.
We do love
Deborah Ferguson out there, don't we? Okay. C5.
So 2016.
And I tried to add her to our Storm team coverage in the Storm Center. But NBC5 matched the offer. We're stuck with G. Gordon Lund, Mike Barker, Becky Neighbors, and Skip Baldwin with sports.
Don't forget the cheerleaders.
By the way, on that, Danny the Salsa Czar sent me a note. Isn't that the news team from Odessa back in the 80s? Yes, it is actually. It is the news team from Big Two News back in the day.
Very, very exciting.
It's what I grew up with and inundated in my head. But they're all TV people, so they're horrible on the radio. Deborah's the only good one.
And again, for you, Deborah.
They matched her offer.
So also, question from the group. How do you prepare for a storm? Well, the most popular answer is beer. Misty, stocked with Diet Coke and Coors Light. Kate, now she's having her toddler carry the case of Coors Light in the house. And then there's the responsible folks. Kiki spent 51 minutes in line at the grocery store, but says that everyone was minding their manners and being patient.
Nice.
Angie was putting out extra hay bales for the cows. Eric was going to work. And Mark Day, he says he's prepared for anything at all times. Then no prep is needed. It's like, is that a Mark thing? Meanwhile, Psycho Dave just plans to have a good cry.
Oh, I love Psycho Dave, man, out there.
Sober.
Stay strong, Dave. He doesn't like being alone.
It's all going to be fine.
It's all in the name. Just like Urquhart, Psycho Dave, you can do
it. You can do it, whatever it is, baby.
You know that's right. This question asked, will today's cattle drive be hell? Talking about the stockyard. Stockyard's celebrating an anniversary this weekend and throughout this month. Just checking. And Pam Minnick, our friend over there, Billy Bob's fame, and certainly would know, said the herd posted that they've canceled Saturday and Sunday, but I think they'll still be going on today, Friday, unless the roads are too slick. Check the Fort Worth herd social for updates on that. Yeah, it does look like it's a go for that Fort Worth herd. Because I think they're putting skates on them today, so that should be really fun. Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, you don't see that every day right there. It should be really fun.
And this was late breaking coming into Team Stormwatch on the PR tip.
Yeah.
A good friend of the show has big plans for 2026. Luke Bryan just adding a show to Fort Worth. He will be at Dickie's Arena coming in hot on June 11th. It is the Word on the Street tour, bringing his street cred. And he's one of only two country artists to make Pollstar's top 20, having sold more than 20 million concert tickets in his career. Skinny jeans for everyone.
Great. So Winter Storm Fern and that news all coming our way.
I'm here to help.
Cheyenne, spelled totally differently, but sent us this. Hey, did you know there's now a Hank FM up in Idaho? Really? Boise area. It's 101.5 up there. It replaced Star 101.5 and is now a Hank FM. Asking, is it affiliated with you guys? No, but if Luke Bryan's coming here and not going there, I might head up there. Oh, that's right. I got to head the Storm Team coverage. There's a question. This is from Brett. Has the WWE room survived in your house? You know what? It's transitioned a little bit, but it is largely the room where we've stockpiled. It's that one room in the house where everything
all
just
the
goes.
Things,
we'll
yeah.
get to it room.
Yeah,
it's the
soon.
We'll get to it room. Do you have the one from Holly? This was an email sent to you.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you want to read it?
Do you want to
read it? I tell you what. All right, we're going to get some special. Give me back the really meaningful music here. This comes from Holly. Says, subject, comment. Holly says, quote, please stop referring to male animals as man candy. Last I checked, man candy is usually something you want to, you know, with. Not just appreciate for their beauty. Dogs can be gorgeous, yes. Cats can be gorgeous, yes. Animals in general can be gorgeous. But, Heather Lee, they are not man candy. End quote.
This is taking a lot of liberty with how I use my vernacular. Mm-hmm. And if we go to AI,
yeah. It
says it's slang for a very attractive man.
Okay.
Eye candy, something pleasing to look at. He's superficial. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Do I need to apologize? What's going on
here?
Well,
this one comes in from Tammy asking, with the weather storm coverage for the weekend and on Monday, will you be there? Well, yeah. Who else is going to provide the man candy?
Yeah, come on.
All right, there
let's
it
go.
Is. That's for Holly, too. They also want to know if the power goes out, will you call ERCOT for us?
Dang Skippy, I will.
We got you down, everybody. So